Doug Christie.
I mean, you know, you got to make a business decision.
He's Jason Ross.
Literally, how do I tackle him?
Spend your afternoons with DC and Jay Ross on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Here we are. Welcome in.
Woo!
We're back.
That's right, baby.
Happy Tuesday, July 13th. It is the 13th, correct?
Man, always. That's just a spectacularly good number right there. 1-3. What? That's what I say.
July 13th?
No, just 13th in particular.
What? You a big Friday the 13th guy?
Nah, not really.
Well, then,
as a kid, always jumping out. And then the other thing was, like, I've been chased before. You're not falling down that many times. Like, listen, it's life or freaking death.
Yeah.
And you trip over the only root that's out of the ground? Come on. Cut it out.
And if it happens once, you are so quick to back up on your feet.
Oh, my. What?
It's not the...
Oh. And then you're crawling backwards. Yeah. And come on, man.
Oh, but I dropped something.
Listen.
And then you have to go back and get it.
I'm Willis reading this thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
I might have a Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
And your boy is
going
to keep
just
it moving.
Going. How is he running with a broken... He's just running.
He's running.
He's afraid.
Especially when I see that guy...
Yeah. With that...
In the woods.
Yeah.
What's the mask all about, bruh?
Why are you in the woods anyway?
Well, listen. First, he should know I'm going five hole.
Yeah.
Okay? Right away, baby.
Oh, my goodness. It's good to be back. Jason Ross, Doug Christie here. Doug, how was your time away?
It was good.
Yeah?
I was working.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it was all good. Anniversary, hung with my son. Yeah. Cool, man.
I was talking to Jay and Chris yesterday. Well, were you in town?
Yes,
for the
yesterday.
Earthquake? No, I mean last week for the earthquake.
No, for the earthquake. No, because Chris texts and he's like, "Oh, you guys picked the perfect time to miss." I'm like, "Oh, but I was in the LA at the 7.5 or whatever."
Yeah. No,
I was like, not 13 because there's not 13, but I was 12, 11 floors off the. It was swinging.
Oh yeah.
Oh, left to right.
Uh huh.
Oh boy, that was a thing. So when I asked Chris, and he was like, "Oh yeah, the building was moving," I was thinking to myself, "That was a smaller one." But then I texted him back because I said, "Oh, the epicenter was Stockton. That thing's moving."
Yeah, and then I think they said it was not necessarily in Stockton.
Oh, okay.
But I think that was the early report. But still, you know,
I'm with you, man.
I don't know that anybody enjoys them, but it's just some are more severe.
Did you ever, when you were in school, have the get under the desk,
mm-hmm.
all
we
that,
had them,
stand
we,
in the doorway?
We had them quite a bit in Southern California.
I'm wondering, do you think those guys followed protocol?
No. Because I think for a lot of people that have never felt them, too, it's...
What was
you know,
that?
There's the delay. Like, what's going on?
You know the freakiest thing about the L.A. one, what was that, 93? Was the aftershocks.
Yeah.
Because the original... So... I know we're off here.
That's all right. We're just
so the
started.
Original one, I was supposed to be in the dunk contest. That would have been my rookie year.
Okay.
Okay. I end up – no, it would have been the year after my rookie year because I came in after the All-Star break. So right before the earthquake, like the day before the earthquake happened,
uh-huh.
I was jumping up in practice, grabbing a rebound. I came down on Eldon Campbell's ankle. So – my ankle touched the floor before my foot did.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a problem.
So it swole up the size of like bigger than a softball. So I'm, like I told you, 10 floors off the ground. They say, you know, stay in your place. Don't. I'm on crutches. That thing happens. Your boy ran down the stairs, the whole deal. I'm out of that place. I probably screwed up some things.
Yeah.
But. I felt no pain. So that's let me know it's mine over matter. Can you play? No. Do you want to play?
Right.
That is the question
completely
we should ask.
Completely different things.
Oh, no doubt.
Well, we've got a full show for you today. Today on the show, we will have five on it. You'll get the crossover to wrap things up. It is a Tuesday. That means we have trouble or no trouble.
Yes.
Also, 1 hour from now, local comedian, our guy Lance Woods.
Ah.
He's got a new special out. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock. We
yes,
look forward
sir.
To that. And plenty of other things kind of covering all bases here. So let's do it. Let's start you out with First Things First.
First Things First.
First Things First.
All right, DC, tonight is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I know in our
Yay.
Next segment we'll kind of dive deep into the Home Run Derby, which I think was a great night, a good showcase. But tonight's another night for the guys that are having specifically great years this year, some others that are fan favorites, And a lot of this is about Shohei Ohtani, DHing, leading off, pitching. His manager, for tonight at least, Kevin Cash, was talking about Ohtani.
Shohei was voted in as the DH, and he was one of the five starting pitchers voted in by the players. I think we would all respect what he's done and meant to our game this year. This is what the fans want to see. It's personally what I want to see.
You know what else I found interesting, and you've said this line, and I know it's so true, whatever the phrasing is, but athletes, like, they can identify game. Like, they know who has game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there can be some jealousy or envy. I mean, everybody's got ego in sports. But pretty universally, everybody around the All-Star weekend or leading up to it, people we've talked to, Chris Bassett, a couple weeks, like, is truly marveling at him.
I think so.
Even with the ability, like, hey, why is he getting, I'm better than, there's not as much of that as, he's a freak. Like, what he's doing is amazing.
Yeah.
And I love that even the peers are, we can say it all we want, but when someone in their own sport is saying it, I think that's pretty alarming, and in a good way.
You could even tell during the home run derby, and I'll give you an example. For instance, like, if they did not believe that he is who he is, you would see faces kind of like,
yeah,
with the way he started.
Right.
Like, this guy.
Yeah.
But when you know when it's different.
Yep.
You know when, like, my man, he really got it. It's not a joke. He can do it. Now, whether he wins or not or whatever, we all know one of the hardest things in the world is to hit a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So then as slow as he started, then he got it going. And, like, that didn't do anything, I think, but probably raised the level because it was quite impressive. I would agree. His peers understand exactly who he is. On top of the fact, like, if it was novel, meaning like he really didn't have power like he had, he wouldn't have done what he done. If it was novel that as a pitcher, these guys would be like, man, I can't wait to get
it.
But my man got the goods.
He's got it. He's got it in both realms. And
that's
impressive. Maybe over time he zeroes in. I think hitting might be his better error, but that's okay. Like, he is not, he's just a gimmick pitcher, but he's a great hitter, or he's just, no, he's legit on both sides. And then even yesterday, like you said, with his slow start in the Derby, when he was really cranking him, man,
wow,
those were majestic.
And kind of like Alonso as well. There's an effortlessness. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like the swing belongs to you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not swinging out of your shoes or nothing. It's just compact, like, blow. And I'm positive, that, like, when you're there,
sounds different.
It sounds totally different than everybody else. Both of those guys. Even Juan Soto. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, the way you guys are hitting the ball, it's just the ball's getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what's happening. And the ability to throw the bat head at the ball, man. Yeah, that's I think his peers, they respect who he is. And I really like that, because even I know the controversy with Stephen A and all the stuff that was said, whatever. I think that people understand. I think it's actually even almost better that he doesn't necessarily speak English. You know why? Because I think that the thing that he does speaks the loudest. That is the respect. A lot of guys, I speak English and I can pontificate about all these things that I'm going to do, and then it doesn't happen. He actually ain't saying nothing, but he's saying everything.
Right.
Like, mad respect for my man. I'm telling you, that what you watching him do. And I think you and I had this conversation before all this kind of got started, where you and I were like, should we be talking about Shohei Ohtani a little bit more?
Right.
This was like a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of cruised over it and kept going, but I'm like, I saw something there. I'm like, yo, did you see these?
Yeah.
Like, my man is for real.
Yeah, he's had a great first half. He's going to be basically honored tonight. I think a lot of people went to the Home Run Derby to watch him.
Yes.
And he was part of the show. He wasn't the show. I think he was the draw.
Yeah.
He didn't disappoint to me.
No.
But the night was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was great. Good for baseball.
I could have seen him, like, with six or something. Mm,
they would have been like, oh,
whatever. But
he rose up when he needed to.
And let's say this. He had the most pressure on him out of anybody.
Oh, by far.
And you can tell he was trying. And then there was a point where he kind of just started releasing it.
Yeah.
And that thing was, and unfortunately, he hit the farthest one against my Mariners.
Right, in the regular season.
Yeah, that thing landed in the Puget Sound.
More on Shohei. Here is the opposing manager tonight, Dave Roberts of the Dodgers, talking about how Ohtani has become this headliner.
To see it kind of play out like it has, we're all fans of baseball, and to see something that really hasn't been done in generations is, where in my opinion, it's the best talent ever. Ever in baseball, 1 through 850 or whatever, and for him to be this marquee player, it's remarkable.
And that's the thing. I mean, there are a ton of great baseball players right
yes.
now. Yes. But he's the only one doing this specifically. And it's, again, it's not like he's a pretty good hitter, and he's been really good at both, probably obviously better hitting right now, but he hasn't disappointed as a pitcher, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I also like the sound right before that, because I know you probably watched it all, where Dave's like, mm-hmm. you know, we wanted him.
Yeah. Everybody did
everybody,
now.
Everybody right. did, right? And do you know he signed a 2-year deal for $8 million?
Yeah, it's one of the great bargains in the sport right now.
Come on, man.
For now. Yeah.
How many Shohei Ohtani jerseys, people who aren't even Angels fans.
Right.
I'll give you one. Can you imagine if he would have went to the Dodgers?
Right. Well, that's what's amazing. He's in Los Angeles, I know, but it's the other team. And Mike Trout, if people still think it's the best player, they have two of the, either the headliner and the best player on the same team that's likely not going to make the playoffs, but has two of the showcase people
yeah.
of the sport
I mean,
in a big city.
He goes to the Dodgers. He goes to the Yankees. I mean, there's maybe even a couple other, like to the Cubs, to... But specifically those two, coastal teams.
Mm-hmm. Because the sport is regional. Those two teams become national.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And the following, like Fernando Venezuela mania mm-hmm.
yeah.
and Manny mania and all.
Right.
All the things that come along with Dodgers, it doesn't translate to the Angels.
No.
It never has. So
yeah.
you have the greatest five-tool player. And arguably the greatest.
Most unique right now.
Right. We've never seen it.
Right.
You can go back and look at Babe Ruth.
Right. We haven't seen it.
But we didn't. Whatever.
Yeah. He even had the great line when he was asked about it. He's like, well, I've never seen him play live. Like, of course. Great. Good line. I mean, and I think to quote, go back to what like Stephen A. Smith had said, I saw a quote from, it was either an old piece or someone was re-asked him about it, was Ichiro. And he had been here a long time and
yeah.
he was asked why he still had an interpreter. And he talked a lot about the love of the game and speaking from your heart, and he felt it was important for the words to translate perfectly.
Yes.
So, you know, you leave the Kings and you go play 4 years
in Europe.
I'll give
you another one, Vlade. Yeah.
Right. And there were times, like, he would say things, you're like, we knew Vlade, we knew he had good intentions.
I knew what he meant.
But, that
That didn't
off,
come
that's...
across exactly how,
yeah.
right.
So we take this show to, I don't know, Germany, and we're trying to say it in a way that
yes.
we think in the... And we might be slightly up. Oh, what did
right.
Jason and Doug just say? That's
yep.
offensive.
Because the nuances of their culture
right.
is different. And I think for him, it's smart. Guess what, though? He speaks English to his teammates.
Oh, and he understands.
He understands.
Sure.
Like who? Mike Trout called him.
Right.
You
that was pretty
put
funny.
The funny. He's
yeah.
like,
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That was funny.
He probably said with
something.
Some cuss words
yeah.
like,
relax.
Calm the hell down.
yeah.
We're already. We had this conversation. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good
but
stuff.
But I think it's. It's a sport that was America's sport. Yeah, I know it's shrinking, but I think it's a good time for the sport. They have really good players, some good headliners, and they need more attention like this.
Asia and Latin America mm-hmm. have taken baseball and ran with it in a way that there was a time when it was even in many ways. I guess I'll ask you this question: did baseball miss out when they didn't involve the Negro Leagues?
Yeah, probably. Yes, yes.
Yes, and that's one of the feelings. Like there was that thing that went on for so long
yeah.
that now you see these great talents,
right?
And I don't mean this in a bad way, but some of these talents were nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like dudes pitching two games in a day,
right?
Okay,
it was commonplace.
Commonplace.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
All right, we got more on the All-Star Game tonight. Certainly more on Home Run Derby last night. Really a great show, but let's get you more First Things First.
First Things First.
First Things First.
Looking for Lillard. Durant a three. Too strong. And Dellavedova with a great punch out to Ingles for the exclamation point. Australia up by 8 with 3 seconds left. And it's 2 straight losses for Team USA in Las Vegas. 91-83, Boomers.
All right, it's exhibition, but that is 2 losses for Team USA. First one, Doug, I think Nigeria kind of really surprised a lot of people. By the way, they went on to win their next game pretty impressively against Argentina. And then losing to Australia, another close game, another loss. Your thoughts on just the general nature of 2 exhibition losses?
Yeah. This one, I'm going to go here, and I want, because I got to get your take on this, because I haven't heard anybody say this. Well, last week, or before you left, we asked the question, or were you here when we asked the question about Luka, his comments?
Yeah.
Gold medal versus NBA championship. Right. This is exactly why Luka answered the way that he answered. Because in America, unlike other countries, and I witnessed this because I've been to other countries, once you make it to like a level like that I've achieved, NBA, different stuff, you are revered always in those other countries. When it comes to playing for your national team, the pride, not that American, I'm not, that's not what I'm saying. There is a different level for them. And that is what they are trying to impart. And when you have a team that is a team that plays together, Jason, yearly, and they practice and they know each other and they get after it the way that they do. And we have a team that's been together for 5 days, and this is something I've talked to you about, the Kings, throwing talent at it. There's different there's like, we got the absolute best of the best. They're all ISO players and different. The international game ain't built for ISO. The line is comes in, if you look back, when remember when the NBA did that for a year, like 96, they brought the line in. More people were making three-pointers. They moved the line back out. There's no illegal defense in that, so they can sit in the key, and it's totally different. So I don't know that our team is necessarily constructed. That's nothing against, like, all the players. They're the best of the best. But I'm checking myself as I say this. Sometimes maybe you don't need that. It's, are we together? Do we play for each other? Do we care what our stats are? They are truly playing for what's on the front of the jersey.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, like, Luka, he can have all the success in the NBA, and in this country, he'll always be revered. But if he goes and wins a gold medal, he turns into Maradona.
Mm-hmm. In his country.
In his country.
Yeah.
That is, there's a difference in that. He could win NBA championships, and he will always be revered. But if he goes and wins a gold medal,
legendary.
He turns into what's my man from Argentina?
Messi.
No, from the Spurs.
Sergio Aguero.
From the Spurs.
Oh, Ginobili.
Ginobili. It's a different mindset. It's a different thing, and the Boomers, as they're called, I think that's their vibe. Not to mention, let's not go over the elephant in the room. Everybody wants to smack the U.S.
Of course.
That's part
that's
of it, baby.
Oh,
come
I
on.
Thought the elephant in the room was Luka. My bad.
They're the target. afterwards, at the podium, there was a lot of conversation about questions that were asked to Lillard and to Pop, and Pop would jump in.
It's definitely noticeable when you're on the floor.
Let me also answer that question. You know, you asked the same sort of question, the same family of question last time, where you assume things that are not true. When you just mentioned, you know, blowing these teams out, that's never happened. So I don't know where you get that. Can I finish my statement? When you talk, are you going to let me finish my statement or not? So you'll be quiet now while I talk, and then I'll listen to you. When you make statements about, in the past, just blowing out these other teams, number one, you give no respect to the other teams. And I talked to you last time about the same thing. We've had very close games against four or five countries in all these tournaments. So the good teams do not get blown out. There are certain games that might happen in one of the tournaments, in the World Championship, the Olympics, where somebody gets blown out. But in general, nobody's blowing anybody out for the good teams. So when you make a statement like that, it's like you assume that's what's going on. And that's incorrect.
That doesn't bother me. I know it bothered a lot of people. I don't think that was bad by Pop, because he told him, like, you're going to let me finish because you jumped in. You asked me a question. You jumped in on my answer. Pump your brakes. Let me finish. And then I'll listen to you. I didn't mind that. I think what we need to recognize is training is now on YouTube and all over. Like, the rest of the world is catching up.
Oh,
like,
you better done that already.
You better, yeah, you better recognize, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you put your team together, you might not want to think about placating people and making sure that everybody gets on the team. You got to put together a proper team, like people who, because the world stage, would you guys, it's a lot of money to be made on the world stage.
So,
okay, but we ain't here for that because they ain't there for that.
On that premise, just as a thought, like naturally we would all go, well, Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard, like those guys should just almost on their own be able to take care of things. But let's say when the season ended, we'll pick the Kings. Season ended, Sacramento, you've been identified. You are the team that is going to represent the United States.
They would have done better than them last night.
From the beginning event, so it's the continuity.
No, come on.
Stop it.
That's what I'm asking, because of, like, Joe Ingles, he's not an all-star, but he's played with Patty Mills, and he's played with that group, and that's kind of the team.
CJ, your answer is based on talent. And that's the problem. It's always throwing talent at it. That's not it. It's about a cohesive unit. And I would say this, like, were the Kings that? Okay, I give you that. They weren't necessarily that. But let's say a team that is cohesive.
Okay. Thank you. My stop wasn't based on talent. My stop was Sacramento Kings. Okay. Well, the Kings, no.
Okay.
But it could have been any NBA team.
Most national teams, I think the Bottoms would beat the Kings. That's just my opinion. I mean, Kings aren't a good basketball team. Let's just keep it a buck, brother. So I'm saying it's not the teammate thing. I'm just talking about the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
Now, if we're talking about some of the top teams in the league,
I'm not even saying a super, super top team.
Or middle. Playoffs.
You would be
surprised. How about playoff teams?
Like, did you see the Australian team?
Yeah.
Like, their best player is Patty Mills.
I agree.
Stop it.
He's a bench player on a Spurs team that's a non-playoff team.
And Joe Ingles. Like,
I'm with that.
Come on, man, stop.
But I'm saying...
But they're together and they know each other.
I agree with that. That wasn't my... Again, let me make sure it's clear. I wasn't arguing the fact that a good team that plays together could beat a national team. I'm saying the Sacramento Kings can't. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Sacramento Kings aren't a good basketball team.
What makes Australia good? I don't know. What's the difference between Australia and the Kings?
Nothing. Australia's not a good basketball team.
They're not a good basketball team.
No. I think they're middle of the row country basketball team.
I'm going to tell you, I think that they play good basketball. I don't know that they're a good basketball team. We haven't seen them in the
whole thing. I don't
know
what they're ranked, but.
Because, like, even if you look at the very, maybe not the very first possession, but one of the first possessions, Kevin Durant catches the ball and Joe Ingles is on him, and he just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's on top of him.
He just pushing up, face all mushed into him. And like, that is the commitment that they're coming with. And if you're not willing to go there, like, even for the Kings, they do that, you would have a different.
I agree.
You'd have a different whole thing about the Kings. Because they would have probably got like 8 more wins on their schedule.
They would have been a playoff team.
Now we're in a playoff team, so we're having a different conversation.
Right.
But that's what they're bringing to the table. And all the players, as great as they are, they not really all of them built like that.
Well, there's a couple things real fast. And this is the thing. I agree with the – and I don't know who the reporter was. I was trying to find who that reporter was.
Either.
And I couldn't tell by voice.
Yeah.
There's a couple things to that piece, and I sent this to Chris earlier about it. Two things. The reporter's living in old school, which are both of you guys are talking about. The world has caught up to the United States when it comes to basketball. We're one – but there, as we've seen over the last 16 years, which would mean 4, international competitions, other teams have superstars that play in the best league, which is the NBA in the world. So that's one thing. The second part of it is the reporter, so that means Pop is right in that fact that he didn't put a timeline on it. Like, look, over the last 20 years, this isn't the dream team. This isn't the dream team too.
Yeah.
We're talking about the world has caught up to us.
Yeah.
The second part of that is Pop is wrong in the fact that there were blowouts. Even last international time, United States were blowing people out. So let's not say the United States can't blow anybody out. You took the two L's. You got to accept that too. I'm done with the Pop situation because of what he does and who he is and what he's done, what he's accomplished. You're wrong too, brother. You're not perfect. You're not Jesus. You're not God.
Right.
So the fact of the matter is, you're wrong also. There have been blowouts. Go look at the last 4 years
ago. I got it right here.
Smokeouts, not even blowouts, like 40-point blowouts. This is your first time coming here. Your team got smoked twice, and you ain't paid attention. And you ain't always right, Pop.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is those guys, and this is where, like, there's a separation. Stylistically, like, Steph changes the narrative of the game.
Correct.
Because which is how he plays.
And this is the last thing, and I bow out because I know where you're going, is this. Me and Chris were just talking about soccer on the other side of the glass. The one thing both of you guys are saying is this. United States players, which we've seen, tons of them have bowed out. Mm-hmm. Albeit money, injuries, whatever they want to claim.
Whatever.
We don't value.
Yes. Come on.
Just the other countries value this.
That's what we're
talking about soccer. When you really pay attention to it, if Messi didn't strap up for Argentina, it'd be a problem.
Oh.
Like that young man that's in England, people are they're sending death threats at this man for one kick that he missed. I understand it, and that's the thing with the United States is we don't value it. I mean,
no, because it's always next.
It's always
wiped a building down, build a new one.
That's right.
He's a player, made it. Give me a new one.
That's
what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And when I went to other countries, like went to Malaysia and different places,
it's real.
They looking at me like, oh my God, okay, but they understand what it. You coming out the mud,
yeah.
You know, to get to that,
right.
It's the chances are like, I ain't supposed to stand here. And they realize that because most of them tried.
And to make a name on you.
Yeah.
Like, I can make a name on you.
Right.
We play Team USA. Oh, like Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
There's some players who play in the league,
right.
And they're the end of the bench guys. Right. Well, now is my time and opportunity, as Doug talks about quite a bit, where I'm getting ready to show out and show that I can compete against Kevin Durant. And then next time when I see you next league, see, that's your league. It's my time now.
Right.
The edge that he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I always judge it, and I know we got to go, Willie Green's going to be the head coach of the Pelicans.
That's what it's looking
like. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Way to throw that
first
in.
Things first. Yeah.
But you know when the U.S. will care? Is if they, like, these two losses in exhibition, if they're in the gold medal round, if they're in the Olympics. And then the next time, they'll put together what is equivalent to the greatest U.S. team they can find. And until they
that's
the way they're
throwing talent at it.
They will, but here to Jay's point though, real fast, Doug, in the last Olympics quarterfinals, Argentina, who's a really good team,
they are
105-78 USA.
That's a blowout.
Semifinals, to Pop's point, I'll give him one here. Spain, good team. United States 82, Spain 76.
Yeah, but Spain is about as good as it gets on a national stage.
So 6.2 possession game.
Okay.
Now I get to the finals, the best of the best, gold medal, Serbia, U.S. won by 30.
See.
So in the last three stages.
Serbia is not no joke,
right.
Bro.
So there were some blowouts. There's close games. There's truth in both, but he can't ignore that.
I think he's going back to Dream Team.
Yeah, I think he's putting respect on the other countries.
Which he should.
But you got to acknowledge that you have been blowing teams out before, and you lost twice. It may not mean anything in 2 weeks. Maybe they win the gold medal anyway. But
yeah, well, if it means as much as it means to you, when the ball's on the floor, who's the first one to get it?
Go get it.
That part.
Capital Casino is now open again with their outdoor gaming venue at 411 North 16th Street in Sacramento. When we come back, what a show for baseball. The Home Run Derby last night, it was awesome. We will reflect on that when we come back here on KHTK. You're cold-blooded.
Hey, that's kind of how I roll,
earn
man.
Earn your keep.
Yeah, you better earn your keep. That's like my dog, you know. I need you to. Can you growl for me? Can you bark for me? Come on. Just give me a little something. Yeah.
The dog? What dog?
What do you mean? What dog?
I don't know.
I had two dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just asking if it was.
Oh, you mean new Rasta. Dog?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not yet.
Yet?
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be a time, Jason.
Okay, at some point.
I don't know if it's soon.
Okay.
But
okay.
There will be a time.
We were talking about
TV. Can I bring him to the studio?
Sure.
Thanks.
Leave him outside.
Oh, wow. You allergic to animals?
I am.
Really?
Yeah. But I...
Well, how do you sit over there where Dave does his business?
Dave's not an animal.
Dave brings an animal. And I would argue with you on that.
I have had years of allergy shots. So
are you serious?
Yeah.
Do they have shots for that?
Sure. Oh, it's really? A lot like a vaccine. I mean, whatever, you build some immunity to.
So tell me, I know I have a propensity to get off topic. That's kind of what I do. So work with me.
I think Jason is jealous of the dog to be.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a problem.
Oh, don't bring him in because. So you would have me leave my dog in the car in 100-degree?
No,
you better say that because I got some folks that's
I
living.
I said no.
Okay, good job.
Clearly and quickly.
I will say this. So I'm going into Starbucks, okay? Mobile app, order, walking by this car. Happens to be a Tesla. I look in. You got the screen, right? Something's on the screen, didn't read it. There's a dog sitting right there. Windows are all the way rolled up. Hot as hell outside. I'm thinking to myself, that ain't good. But let me go get my coffee, see what happens. Get my coffee, come out. Ladies out there, and they're like, someone called the police, blah, blah, blah. And I think this couple gets off on this because they were like, oh, all you got to do is read the screen. It says, and on the screen it said, the current temperature in the car is 70 degrees, air conditioning is on, dog's fine.
It's quiet.
Yep.
Oh, it said all that on the screen?
All that on the screen in big letters. Like,
why'd you bring the dog?
I don't know, but the windows were rolled up. He's just in there chilling. I was thinking the same thing because it was like 100 degrees, but they got an app for that. What do you know? Dog was just fine. How did we get there?
I don't know. You were going to ask me about my allergies.
What, Jay?
I thought you were better than this, man. You're a Tesla guy.
Yeah, but... I didn't realize that they had all that.
Well, because you can't hear it, right? Well,
yeah. So the air was on. Dog was fine.
It's an in-between mode.
Okay.
Between the car halfway, but not being on and being on type
situation.
Oh,
you're talking about like when I'm laying down, I got my eyes closed and I'm like, you sleeping?
Nah, yeah,
I
just rest of my eyes. Rest of my eyes. Type thing. Yes.
Okay, I
exactly.
got you.
But
yes.
you also add the...
yeah. Well,
no, I'm a little louder than that, homie.
Come on, man. You haven't done the research on this Tesla thing yet?
Not on the dog in the vehicle.
Yes,
but,
man. It
but
has
now
the air
know.
On and everything for you.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Whenever that time comes,
yeah,
my man going to be living his best life,
there you
homie.
Go. I don't know too much about California 107 type, you know, but quick 5 minutes, I guess, get in and get out. But, yeah, that's like the
no,
way to
No, do not leave
on.
Your dog in the car when it's
I'm on. With you, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Leave him at the crib, but don't do
you.
That.
But I'm just saying Tesla has built something for that.
I obviously see. Yeah. And they found it. They were like, listen,
there's
everything's fine.
There's
come over
app.
Here. Look at the screen. And yeah. I was like, I feel you. I got in my car. I was like, that was hot.
Say
I like
saying?
It. I was like, I can dig it, baby.
And say hi to Knuckles,
yeah,
whatever
exactly.
the dog's name is or whatever.
He was like a cockadoodle.
Oh,
what?
It was Sprinkles.
Cockerdoodle.
What is that?
He's like a
Cocker
bigger,
spaniel.
A
Cocker bigger,
spaniel?
A
yeah.
poodle. Bigger poodle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Size of a lab, but hair like a labradoodle.
Yeah,
labradoodle.
They don't shed.
Cockerdoodle, labradoodle. It's
oh,
a damn
is
doodle.
A bird or what?
I was like, what is that?
It's just a doodle, a Yankee doodle. Okay.
I apologize. I have no idea how we got there. Do you remember?
Yeah, I was about bringing a dog in the studio.
Exactly. So you get a shot.
No, yeah. Just get a labradoodle.
No, yeah, stop it. So if you didn't get a shot and the dog rubbed up against you, you'd break out in hives?
No, I'd be sneezing a lot.
Oh, you're yeah. a sneezer.
Yeah. So, you know, I found out the thing I'm most allergic to is okay. horse hair. Didn't know. Not around a lot of horses, but.
Really?
Yeah, that's what, you know, they do all the testing. They have different samples and they go, oh, you're really allergic to horse hair. Didn't know that.
Extensions? I could go a lot of places with that.
Okay.
Or Seattle Slough. Yeah. That's how we roll, baby.
Let's transition smoothly into the Home Run Derby last night.
Fantastic.
This is the way it finished as Pete Alonso put on a show.
Is he going to hit the scoreboard? He's one away from tying.
He just won it.
Pete Alonso, Home Run Derby champ again.
And he had 31 seconds left on the clock.
That was a pretty spectacular performance, I got to tell you.
They should have just let him keep pounding.
Let him keep going.
Just,
I thought there were a lot of stars last night. I mean, Trey Mancini's story is amazing.
Wow.
He did some great things. We were in studio doing the show live when Matt Olson, I thought, had a good round. I almost have no issue at all with the Home Run Derby. It was entertaining. There was good competition. One thing we talked about, though, they used to do 10 outs. So if it's basically you can hit 1,000 home runs, but anything that you swing at that doesn't go over the fence is an out.
Yeah.
And I know probably some of the premises to speed things up, but the only thing, this would be nitpicking a little bit because I think it was wildly entertaining. Do you think it should be head-to-head? Like Matt Olson would have advanced. He lost to his person 24-23.
What's my man that lost to Alonso in the first round? 35-28?
Oh, yeah. Salvador Perez was great.
The catcher,
second best, right?
No, I think that...
Because we put it, we're like, oh, he's done. And then you're kind of ignoring him. You're like, wow, he's actually going great.
The three-point contest does that, right?
It's total.
That's how I think you should do it.
So put the final four in and the top four scores.
Just give them their order.
Yeah.
And then from there, like, whoever is the... If it's eight, the top four move on. And keep it moving.
And I think what this lends to is pace and speed and endurance, which is okay. But some of the home runs, oh, that's just 380. Oh, that's just 410. It's still 410, and you kind of want to admire what you just saw. But you're on to the next. And some of them, like, you don't truly appreciate until almost after. Oh, this is the one that went 510.
Okay. No, but that – see, so I'm going to push back on you. I think – because we were talking about this earlier. I think, as I thought about it, I think that's only for your viewing audience. Because I think when you're there, it's like, crack, everyone sees it, and they're all in the stands like, and then they're on to the next one. So there, it may be – I don't know because we weren't there.
Yeah.
Maybe a little different. For the viewing audience – that you want them to follow the ball all the way to completion, and then the next ball be pitched and go. I kind of liked it. Just keep them coming, man.
Well, because I think there were some that were obvious. Like, as soon as that's gone. Then there's the in-between, like, if it's a grounder, you know, or a pop-up. But there's some like, ooh, we got.
There were a couple that carried right at the end in center field. I was like, is it going? And they stayed on. I was like, damn, that thing just stayed in the air.
But maybe the next pitch has already happened. Like, it's just, it was so some of it became an endurance thing. But I thought it was a great night for baseball. It was entertaining, good drama. Even the Shohei slow start into a tie, into a tiebreaker, into a second tiebreaker.
That was everything.
That was great. And Soto was great.
Shohei Ohtani, in my opinion, delivered the goods. Had he not even pushed it to a tie, even the drama of building as it got close – but that, then going to the overtime and to the three-pitch thing, I was totally with it. And I'll say this, his matchup was a bad one because Juan Soto's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will say this to the other part of, you know, all these things are exhibitions or showcases of just marvelous talent, and not every dunk contest is great. Some are great. But it just looked, and Pete Alonso said it several times, it looked like he was having the time of his life. And so – I'm watching you do something that's amazing. You are enjoying it. You're good at it. It's easy on the eyes to watch. And I just think, I would think DC, now that he's won two in a row with the year off in between, why would he not do this every year? Like, he wants to be, that's getting LeBron in every dunk contest. That's getting, you know, your best players, your best home run hitters there every time. And it's like, this is so much fun. Of course I'm going to keep going.
The same way that basketball did it with Jordan and Dominique and Dr. J and all those guys, baseball is doing that with the Home Run Derby.
It's great.
You're getting your best. Now, Tatis wasn't in it, but he's an all-star game.
He may be in it soon.
He may be in it soon. That's, I think, baseball. On top of that, they need that. They need the star attraction. And believe me, If you didn't know who Pete Alonso was, mm-hmm. Ooh, my goodness. Bob the Head,
permanent
baby.
Permanent song in his head.
Just Bob yeah. with it. Oh,
love
and
the
he
pitcher.
Was all rhythm.
Souse or whatever.
I know. He was
another thing on top of that, and there's been some talk about how is Shohei Ohtani going to be the face of Major League Baseball. How many people watched Alonso last night because Shohei Ohtani was in the home run
exactly.
derby?
Exactly.
Good point. I think a lot of those people there were there for that reason.
Yeah.
To see the show.
Yeah.
And he
was great.
He was.
He didn't disappoint. He started, I'm like, oh, no. No, then he was fine. He was great.
And then everyone else was there to see King Griffey Jr.
He was awesome, too.
Yes, he
was. There's a lot to see.
We will not have any, I'm going to cuss right now. We will not have any King Griffey slander. I do not, me and you are going to.
I'm not slandering him.
We are going to move some furniture up in here, baby.
What did you mean by that, Chris?
Looks like he's been eating good in the neighborhood.
Wherever he and whatever he's doing, you leave him alone. We are not having that. I'm going to have
drawn.
You're damn right it's drawn. We're not going there. You see me, the hat's on backwards today.
Would hate to be at a Golden Corral with him and Luca. That's all I'm saying.
On that note, we'll see if that's the final segment and the rest in peace, Chris Furlod. See if Doug makes it through the next segment with Chris. We'll find out. When we come back, more Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred spoke today about the A's situation, some other tweaks that we can expect going forward, and we'll talk more about the All-Star game as we continue here on KHDK. All right, back here on Sports 1140 KHDK, Jason Ross, Doug Christie. Lance Woods will be joining us in about 10 minutes, talking about his new comedy special, which is out, Trouble or No Trouble, in the next hour. Also, a lot more on the NBA, including some Kings rumors that are out there. That is coming up. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is coming up as well. I know, Chris, you have the KHDK.com over-under today.
Oh.
What did you state our over-under as today?
I stated, I'm trying to remember.
The home run total, I believe?
Home run total of 4.5.
And as of now, 80% of the people that have checked in on KHDK.com have gone under. 20% over on 4.5 total home runs tonight.
In All-Star game?
Yeah,
I'm going under.
I'm taking the under as well.
Yeah. I think Chris screwed up on this one.
It's your pitching. We'll see.
We will see.
Are you just talking about Shohei home runs? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think he's going to have less than 4.5 tonight?
Just 4.
Yeah.
And no one else will hit one.
Yeah.
Like, if he were to come out, first pitch home run, and then...
How great would that be, honestly, right there? First pitch home run.
And the next inning just strikes out the side.
Oh, that'd
be
my
one
God.
Of the greatest innings in All-Star history.
I mean...
Honestly.
Because Pedro had the 2 innings, struck out 5 of, like, the biggest home run hitters ever.
Yeah.
And everyone talks about that. But that would... No one could even comprehend that.
Yeah. If he did something like that. I mean, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The fact that he's doing
It would be amazing, and it wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Patrick Mahomes winning 8 Super Bowls or something.
10.
Told you people are talking about it.
You can go to KHDK.com and vote on today's over-under.
Sound like you guys had a conversation.
Maybe 1 or 2 or 10. Today, Doug, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred kind of did a state of the sport, and talked about several things, including the 7-inning doubleheader rule that they've been using and runner on second and extra innings. This might be it. This might be the final year of that. Was kind of relating this to as a COVID situation. He says our world looks a little different now, though. You could argue that there's some bounce back a little bit on COVID, but by and large, more and more people are vaccinated. I think there's a little bit more control, a little bit more known about it, and so on and so forth. We're seeing parks with fans and so on. So, you know, it's funny, of all the things, I actually didn't mind those. I mean, I know baseball's a very traditional sport, and at first I'm like, I don't know. When they actually were played out, 7-inning doubleheaders, that's fine. Didn't happen that much. But the runner on second, speeding up the I didn't mind it.
I didn't either. And the fact that they are going to leave. I would ask the commissioner why. Like, was it a vote? Did you watch it? And based upon the feedback, it was like, no. Because I'm with you. First of all, double header, 7 innings, that I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The runner on second, I know some purists were totally against it, but it was okay. I'm okay with maybe that one leaving. The seven-inning doubleheader kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah. The other one they talked about is maybe eliminating the shift, and that's such a big part of the sport.
That's like saying you can't do it and play a zone.
It's all going to end up at the collective bargaining agreement, right, which is due at the end of the year. So where does MLB Players Association, where do they stand on that? And I think by eliminating the shift, they would say on the infield, you have to have two guys on each side of the base.
Come on, man. Cut it out.
Not for it?
No, they're pros. If I told Jay there's a gap on the left side, and it's from second base to third base, and he's a pro, what do you think he's going to do?
He's going to try to find the hole and just get on.
But
generally do it to the people that 90, like a Matt Olson.
But you're a pro, man.
Just about everything.
You should be able to do that. Now, I know that it's really hard to hit. That's not what I'm saying. But it's almost like a pro golfer and you're out there and they're like, oh, I'll just hit this shot. And it's like bending it around a tree. Mm-hmm. Like when they do, because they can do it. Like he's not known to draw the ball. Actually, he fades it. But I can do everything with a bat in my hand.
Right.
I'm not with that one. That's saying you can't play a zone. You can't put people on certain parts of. Listen, if that's how you want to play the whole game, play the whole game. If you get the hell beat out of you, great. If you guys can't figure out how to hit over here, then that's on you.
Yeah.
At least that's my take.
We'll see where baseball kind of stands on that, because that'll be voted by, you know, owners and players as well. The other thing that was addressed by Rob Manfred was he talked about the Oakland A's situation, and he was very open about it. And as a commissioner, you're basically catering to owners and organizations more so than – Rob Manfred doesn't necessarily care about Oakland, the city.
Right.
He cares about the Oakland A's and what's in their best interest. And he basically said, we're going to figure out what is going on in Oakland here in the next couple months, which is we've got a vote coming up soon. And
I don't like that.
Yeah, well –
because what do you mean you're going to figure it out? You should, like...
Well, basically putting it all in Oakland. Like, if the vote goes through, then I think everything planned is to get a new stadium, and we're good.
But, so you don't think he has it figured out?
Oh, I think he does. I think basically putting it... It's either Oakland right now, you figure it out, you vote for this, we'll build you a new... Or not, the city and MLB will help. You got a new stadium. If not, Vegas is being talked about. He also said there are an array of other cities we will allow Oakland to talk to.
Okay.
So basically it's...
He's putting it on the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we are already there, but he is going to, again, he said, John Fisher, the A's, has done everything. I mean, he's basically protecting that relationship. They've done everything that we have asked, that the city have asked. It's now on the city.
Yeah.
So whether that's entirely true, the way the pendulum swings, you could argue each way, but still they need the vote to go through.
I like it. I don't like it for A's fans, but I like it that there's going to be a resolution.
A decision. This has been 20-plus years.
Come on.
Waiting.
Let's go. All right.
All right. First hour is complete. When we come back in the next hour, we'll talk some NBA, including some Kings and Ben Simmons rumors. We got trouble or no trouble, but when we return, Lance Woods, comedian, local guy, he will join us when we come back right here on KHDK.